Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV18 podcast. Well, early this morning, most Asian markets have opened up in the red, and the SGX Nifty as well is indicating a bit of a red tick just to kickstart trade. But remember, the Dow ended in the green, snapped a three-week losing streak. The other tailwinds include crude prices holding below $80 per barrel, and the dollar index has shown some weakness. Let's see whether or not it reflects in the Indian rupee. Now, in Friday's trading session, the Nifty saw a sharp cut as Reliance Industries, HDFC, and Infosys, all of them were down between 3% to around 4%. That didn't give the bulls much of a chance. In fact, the sore point for the markets has been financials as well as banking stocks. The likes of India Bulls, DHFL, and Piramal Enterprises, all of them were down between 10% to around 15% odd. Well, there seems to be a bit of a buying strike from the institutions, as the FIs were net sellers to the tune of around 600 crores, and the DIs, they were as flat as can be in Friday's trading session. Now, in October 2018 so far, the FIs have net sold nearly around 20,000 crores. Now, that's the highest outflow in a single month from the FIIs. Remember, in the F&O market, the point that should be noted here is that we have seen aggressive call writing from the FIIs. That's indicating if we get a bit of a bounce, that could invite some selling pressure. Now, the bulls will look to defend the 10,140-odd mark on the Nifty, but it's expiry week, so brace yourselves. Things can get very, very volatile. Besides a weaker dollar and lower crude prices, the bank Nifty may bat for the bulls. This has HDFC reported a rather good set of numbers with loan growth of around 24%. The NIMs as well improved a tad bit on a sequential basis. Additionally, ArcelorMittal has been selected as a preferred bidder by SR Steel Lenders, which will be a move that will be much welcomed by the banking stocks. Other stocks that you should be looking at in today's trading session include the likes of Asian Paints as well as Hindustan Zinc. Both of them come out with a set of numbers. And also Oberoi Realty and Canfin Homes, they come out with their set of numbers, and it'll be rather interesting to hear the commentary from both these two managements on the real estate space. In other result reactions, SBI Life Insurance as well as ICICI Securities, both of them reported numbers that were more or less in line with what the street was working with. But in terms of good numbers, you could keep an eye out on a couple of smaller stocks, the likes of Nelco, Bagaria, as well as Sadhana Nitro Chemicals. Those three smaller names delivered rather good set of numbers. This is Nigel D'Souza signing off, wishing you a good start to the week and a good week ahead.